The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbles through the tears that made her light. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whispered, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flashed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, with everything she said was heard, as she poured out her love for the Master from her box of alabaster. I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You weren't there when Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. The cost of this oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. See, I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I'd found, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You were there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. The cost of this oil. You don't know the cost of my pain. Yes, you don't know the cost of this oil in my alabaster box.
Hey guys, welcome to Free to Worship. Today's a special episode. I've got a special guest. We've got Pumela. Introduce yourself the way you, what you call yourself, what's your stage name?
I don't have a surname. I wish I had.
But what's your? You said, I tried to say your surname, but you said it's hard, so I'm giving up.
Let's try again. Chibiliga.
Chibiliga.
Yes.
So we've got Pumela Chibiliga. So yeah, first of all, just tell the people how we met. Actually, we just met today, but tell people how we actually...
Yeah, it's actually a very interesting story. I think you posted about... 2022 being a great year for you in terms of music, and you posted how you were gonna release great music. Mm-hmm. And as we all do, when you have someone that you aspire to be or you look up to, you just make a comment or you send candles. So I sent candles and I was like, to work with you one day.
Yeah.
And then he responded to the DM, and then he asked if I was keen to be part of Free to Worship, as well as you went through the video on Instagram and you saw the
video. So I think when you responded, I think I first said something like, anything is possible, something like that.
Yeah.
Those lines. I know I like to be motivational. But so then I saw this video that you did, mm-hmm. Of Alabaster Box. And the first thing I did was I showed it to Mpumi. I was like, oh my gosh, this girl is so amazing. And also, I just love that song. And it's such a tough song. And the way you did it with so much grace, I was like, no, this girl has to come on to Free to Worship. And it's been a while, man.
It's been 8 months.
Oh, my God. So this didn't happen like...
December.
Sure, this happened a while back. Yeah. But I'm glad that we finally made time. And I'm so happy that you were able to come onto this platform. It's such an honor for us to host you. And I'd just like you to tell us more about like where you come from and how you started singing.
All right. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for having me here. I'm very, very thrilled. I'm more than excited. I'm just very happy that I'm here. As you had said earlier on, my name is Pumela. Mm-hmm. I am born and raised in Port Elizabeth, now known as Iqabega.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up. I only came here because of school. So yeah, I'm studying and I'm based in Joburg for now. Yeah.
That's exciting. So tell me about your musical journey. Like, where does it come from? Where did you start singing? Who taught you? Is it like a family thing?
Yeah, it is a family thing. We are such a musical family.
Really?
Almost everyone can sing at home.
Is it?
And I think that's where the inspiration came from. As well as I recently started singing. I remember primary days and high school days, I did no singing at all completely. I think I only started when I was doing grade 12. That's when I was like, okay, let me try and stand in front of people and just try singing and mm-hmm. see how it goes. But I've been singing, I think, for almost all my life. And I think imitating people, just standing in front of the TV and just imitating and see if, okay, can I sing this note? Can I try this out? It really, really works. And it helped me. I think that's where I got groomed the most before I could just step out in front and sing.
Yeah. Like, I actually really, I like your voice. I like your tone. Like, you've got a very, like I said, you have a very...
Lauryn Hill
approach, which is cool. It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
So what are your plans in terms of music? Is it something that you would like to pursue? Is it something that you want to do professionally? Because I know you're studying accounting.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening there?
That's a very tricky one. It is part of my purpose. It's part of who I am. And it's a great part of myself. So I know that I will pursue music. Given the chance, I will take every chance to just pursue music and just... Yeah, have a great time. So yes, I will pursue music.
Let's just talk about your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stem from and what is the foundation of it?
Okay. So my relationship with God, I am born, raised, grew up in a Christian family. But I think particularly when I started to experience or encounter God was when I had decided that I am tired of leaning onto other people in terms of their relationship with God. I just want to groom my own. I want to hear God for myself. Mm. And I'd like to speak to God. I'd like to know what's in the heart of God. And that's where it all started, just from being interested on what God thinks about me, what God has planned for me, who God is as a whole. So I just got tired of just seeing other people experiencing the Holy Spirit and everything. And for me, it felt like so foreign, but I grew up in this and I don't know this.
Yeah.
So I just took a chance and I was like, you know what? Totally want to focus on this and I want to see if it works, and it works.
Yeah.
Literally, it's everything.
It's amazing. So thank you so much. I'm just so honored again. Yeah, it was so important for us to have you on. We have been trying, obviously, with schedules and whatnot. And you always, like, every time she would be in PE, and it's like,
yeah.
But I'm happy that you finally got on, and I hope that it's gonna speak to whoever's on the other side of this camera, that you guys enjoy it and you receive it in the same spirit. And you can follow Pumela. Please give out your handles.
On Instagram, I am Mela, M-E-L-A, underscore Gibbs, mm-hmm. as in T-Y-I-B-Z.
Okay.
That's Instagram. And then Facebook, Pumela Gibilika.
Okay. And as usual, show some love, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.